We're waiting for the big billion day, that is 1 billion doses. I have with me the All India Institute of Medical Sciences Director, Dr. Randeep Guleria. Dr. Guleria, that is going to be a day of great celebration when India will celebrate and should rightfully do so its billionth dose. It may happen on Tuesday, it may happen on Wednesday. Right from that day, and I remember at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, you were there, Dr. Harshvardhan was there, Dr. Paul was there when you took the first jab. It's been a long journey. It's been like lots of ups and downs that you have seen, battled one crisis after another. But do you think that this is a huge achievement? You can't let go of this achievement. After all, 100 crore doses, huge.
Yes, I think this is a huge achievement, and I think every Indian should be proud of this achievement for multiple reasons. One, of course, is the fact that we are probably the only country in this region that are making our own vaccines. We are not relying on anyone, whether it be Covaxin or Covishield, and now we have Zydus Covi, and we have other vaccines also which are waiting in line from Biologically and from Genovia. So the fact that we are making our own vaccines is a huge achievement. India was manufacturing vaccine in the past, but now that we are actually doing R&D is something which is really remarkable. Secondly is the planning. It has taken a huge effort by a large number of people from the scientists to the policymakers to the bureaucrats to the entire group which was involved in trying to roll out a vaccine strategy for a country as large as ours. And that is a huge step. Right from maintaining the cold chain, from the manufacturing plant up to the site of delivery, making sure people were able to get onto the platform and then on walk-in registrations. And then a number of other activities which were done, whether it be using the Covin app, whether it be training people. And when we're talking of 1 billion doses, we're also talking of 1 billion syringes and 1 billion needles having been manufactured during this time to really be able to deliver those shots, and at the same time having enough trained manpower to do that across the country and monitor for any acute adverse effect which may have happened. So it's a huge step, and I think something that we should be proud of, and it shows that we have the resilience and the IT technology to be able to do such a thing.
Okay, Dr. Guleria, now obviously we'll celebrate when it happens. But, as rational thinking people, as doctors, as scientists, I'm sure you're also prepared for the worst or prepared for the challenges. And there are many challenges. For instance, I'm in Raipur right now in Chhattisgarh, and I can tell you the problem being faced here by the various vaccination centers. Covaxin is a huge problem. Even now, its delivery is a huge problem. Many people who show up are turned away because there is no supply or less supply. Do you feel that the supply management will continue to remain a huge challenge?
So I think with any vaccine program which is of the magnitude that we're seeing, there will always be some supply issues in certain areas. And therefore, and we have two vaccines, so there is going to be a problem as compared to the other. And that is something that will get smoothened out over a period of time. Covaxin manufacturer also increasing significantly.
And even that after should 10 really months, get. Dr. Guleria?
So that has taken time because this is a vaccine platform which was made in India, and this was being done by an indigenous company. They were having a smaller plant. Now they have a much larger plant. So these are challenging issues that any manufacturing plant will have. Sure. And sometimes, you know, it's not like manufacturing any other product. Vaccines have to go through a lot of testing. They have to be safe. They have to go through a lot of validation. And sometimes you may have a batch which may not meet the standards. And then again, you have to really sort of discard that batch and have a new batch available. So lots of challenges have been there. And like I said, this has been a journey which has been tough, but really very sort of heartening. And we still have miles to go. I do agree with that. We still have a large number of people we still need to vaccinate, address a number of issues which also include vaccine hesitancy and trying to get the right doses to everyone, especially those who are not able to come to the vaccination site So right, trying to deliver vaccination at their doorsteps is another important thing that we need to do.
Dr. Guleria, you know, I noticed another thing here in Chhattisgarh, and this goes beyond vaccine hesitancy. It could aim towards a vaccine complacency or people just being plain lazy. Would just like to share some figures, and I'm sure you must be aware of certain figures from other states also. So healthcare workers in Chhattisgarh have a 91% achievement, which means 91% of the healthcare workers in Chhattisgarh have got the first dose. That percentage of dose 2 is only 85%. For the frontline workers, 100% frontline workers have got their first dose. But of those who got their second dose is only 80%, a whopping 20% dip. And this just continues as far as 45 plus is concerned, 18 to 44 is concerned. I mean, do you feel that this, unfortunately, is also going to be a big challenge to convince people to come again and take the second dose?
So there are two parts of this. One part is that it may not be a hesitancy, but remember for Covishield, the second dose is after 12 weeks. So it's possible that you may have some people who are still waiting for those 12 weeks, and that is why there may be a discrepancy in those who have not.
No, Dr. Guleria, I was talking about complacency.
Yes, yes. So I'm coming to that.
I was talking about complacency. See, because for healthcare workers and frontline workers, their vaccination began in the month of January. So there in, and this is just the example of one state, I'm sure you would be privy to greater information, for there to be a 20% dip between first dose and second dose is clearly, complacency.
So it could be complacency, but also let me also come out with certain other information that in many states and in many hospitals, there is a group of frontline workers, healthcare workers, that actually waited for a few months to see how things are before they actually took the vaccine. This was part of vaccine hesitancy, which we saw in the early months, because people were worried that, you know, maybe this has significant side effects. Some people said it has long-term side effects. I would like to see what happens 6 months from now, and then I'd be comfortable in taking the shot, because we know of side effects only for the first 2 months. We don't know what the side effects are after 6 months. And then there were a lot of things on social media regarding clotting, regarding infertility. And therefore, that also drove vaccine hesitancy to a large extent. And unfortunately, that was also seen in healthcare workers and frontline workers. But I'm quite confident that now with so many people getting the vaccine and coming out, it should get addressed. Having said that, I think there is still issues of people feeling that now COVID is gone and therefore they don't need to take the next shot. So I do agree that type of belief is also there. I talk to many patients and they will say, I've taken one shot. Ab to COVID hai hi nahi, to isliye ab dusre shot ki kya zarurat hai? And it takes a lot of convincing for them to understand that they have to take the second shot. So that is also an issue.
I think that's really what it is, because we spoke to a lot of doctors here and they said exactly this, that because there is no COVID around, the second wave is over, people just feel that it's behind us. And do you think this is going to be the big challenge to convince people that don't take this lightly. The virus is still out there.
I totally agree. I think it's very important for people to understand that we shouldn't make the mistakes that we made in the past. That the lull doesn't mean that we are not going to have a storm. And we can really have a huge surge in the number of cases. And what we know is that vaccines are one way that we can protect ourselves. And they will really help us in terms of not having severe disease, hospitalization or death. And that data is there, not only from our country, but from the Western world also, as far as even the Delta variant is concerned. Therefore, I think it needs a lot of push, and I would say we need to address this seriously so that people understand that one shot is not enough, COVID has not gone away, you must take both your shots, because then only are you truly protected against the viral infection, and you can still have a surge in the number of cases, especially during the festive month, and that is why both vaccination and COVID-appropriate behavior still continue to be important. We are still not out of the woods.
Dr. Guleria, beyond the obvious from what we have gathered, vaccine hesitancy, complacency, is there anything else that is on your mind which you feel is weighing on the top of the minds of policymakers, that while we complete 1 billion, here are the three or four or five things we have to ensure have to be fixed? to avoid a second wave sort of a situation?
As far as vaccination is concerned, I think the important issue is that we must realize that irrespective of whom we vaccinate, now we're going to have vaccine which will be available for children also. We must prioritize to and make sure that we vaccinate those who are at a high risk of having severe disease. And that includes elderly who may have got left out from the vaccination program because of the fact that they could not come to the vaccination site or were not aware or were disabled to some extent and therefore were not able to come out and get themselves vaccinated. So I think the important issue here is to really try and identify those who are at high risk and reach out to them. And even if it's a door-to-door campaign, we need to really make sure that all of these individuals are vaccinated, irrespective of whether they're children or adults or elderly, because they are the group which are actually the most vulnerable. So the high-risk group, the elderly, those with comorbidities, children with comorbidities, are the ones that we need to prioritize. Because for others, the vaccination is important, but for them, the mortality will only come down if you vaccinate the high-risk groups.
Dr. Guleria, it's interesting that you spoke about the vaccine for kids. Now, that's also a co-vaccine. And co-vaccine, as we discussed, has supply issues right now. They're trying to fix it, but there is a problem. What makes you so confident that we will not end up in a situation where on paper we'll have a vaccine for kids, but we may have a supply-related issue as far as this version of co-vaccine as well for children?
Two things. One is I'm confident that the co-vaccine issue is just a temporary thing because they have now new plants and there is a collaboration with a lot of manufacturers, so that should not be a problem. Secondly, even the ZyCoV-D has been approved for children, and therefore we have two vaccines which have been approved for children, the Zydus Cadila vaccine and Bharat Biotech vaccine. So I feel that we would have enough shots for giving children, but like I said in the beginning, we should focus on the high-risk group to begin with, and that includes children also. And for that, I think we should have enough doses. As we see, there is actually currently we don't hear of vaccine shortage from any part of the country. Enough doses are available across the country. It's now an issue of trying to get people to come forward and get themselves vaccinated so that we can achieve our target as early as possible.
Dr. Guleria, you say that there is no vaccine shortage, but I have an example right here in Raipur. And of course, from other parts also where you do have shortage, maybe you, as you said, that this could be a temporary feature. Anyway, my final question to you, Dr. Guleria, I'm not taking away, and that is why I'm going to started the interview on a high, we'll end it on a high as well. 1 billion doses is an achievement. Who do you think this should be dedicated to?
We should dedicate it to all those individuals who have come out and vaccinated this huge number. So our vaccinators, whether it be the person in rural India, in urban India, they have really taken this on their shoulders that they will vaccinate 1 billion people. We have the manufacturers who made the vaccine, but the delivery part, the vaccinators did their part and they were so enthusiastic. You go to any vaccination site, you see the enthusiasm that they have in trying to vaccinate as many people as they can in their centers. So I think that's a huge effort that they've done. And this is also, I think, an effort of everyone. It's a team effort. And I think everyone in the team has played a crucial role in getting the vaccine manufactured and then from the manufacturing plant, reaching the site and then giving it to so many people, 1 billion people. It's no small task in my mind.
Dr. Guleria, what are you planning to do on that big billion day? Maybe tomorrow, maybe day after. What will you do?
So I think like every other Indian, we'll celebrate this and be very feel very proud of the fact that we've really achieved the 1 billion mark. And I'll think back of the first day when we all got vaccinated in January and really look at this journey that we've had from 0 to 1 billion.
Absolutely. Congratulations to you and the many others who made this possible. It came with its fair share of problems, but the point is, it has happened. This day has also come, and hopefully things will get better. Dr. Guleria, thank you so much. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.